settling into our sitting practice here in the afternoon after a bite to eat, making sure there's alertness. It's easy for us to feel sleepy at this time of day, so you might need to stand or you might need to have eyes open or both. This practice has the image of the sky in a particular way that is invoked. And I will lead you through this. And here is this delightful poem from Billy Collins to start us off, to hopefully help with that sensing into or that imagery, if you're able to have a bit of imagery. And the poem is called Moon. The moon is full tonight as illustration for sheet music, an image in Matthew Arnold glimmering on the English Channel, or a ghost over a smoldering battlefield in one of the history plays. It's as full as it was in that poem by Coleridge where he carries his year-old son into the orchard behind the cottage and turns the baby's face to the sky to see for the first time the earth's bright companion, something amazing to make his crying seem small. And if you wanted to follow this example, tonight would be the night to carry some tiny creature outside and introduce him to the moon. And if your house has no child, you can always gather into your arms the sleeping infant of yourself, as I have done tonight, and carry him outdoors all limp in his tattered blanket, making sure to steady his lolling head with the palm of your hand. And while the wind ruffles the pear trees in the corner of the orchard, and dark roses wave against a stone wall, you can turn him on your shoulder and walk in circles on the lawn, drunk with the light. You can lift him up into the sky, your eyes nearly as wide as his, as the moon climbs high into the night. And so, let's take ourselves out to gaze at the sky inwardly. And so sitting in a way that feels nice and grounded, supported, yet comfortable and wakeful. Connect with the breathing. Connect with intentions for practice to open with interest, to open with friendliness to ourselves, to our experiences, and as we practice with this sense of the sky, let's let our eyes, rather than being soft and downwards, as so often they are in practice, to let the eyes be ever so slightly looking up. Whether they're open or closed doesn't matter. And when we do this, just notice how that feels for you, to be looking up a little bit. Not with a lot of strain, so the head is neutral, hey? Just a little slight upward gaze of the eyes. And so when we do this, we are wired to feel quite different, to actually feel a bit of awe, a bit of delight, to even be inspired when we look up at the sky. And paradoxically, that grounds us. So imagining in your mind's eye that you are gazing at the sky of the sun setting. And as you have a sense of the sun slowly descending, and the oranges and purples and peaches of that sky, just feel your body release with each breath, with each out breath. Feel the body release, let go. Appreciating the wonder, the beauty of letting go as the sun sets. Refreshing with the imagery of the sun setting, but don't get lost in it. Feel the body and breathing out and releasing. And as the sky darkens, as dusk moves into night, simply rest your awareness in the sensations in the body, feeling sensations coming and going, just like stars appearing in a night sky. When thoughts and emotions show up, let them be as the clouds moving across the stars, obscuring the stars for a few moments, and then dissipating as we come back to the body, like stars in a night sky. As we connect with the beauty and wonder and mystery of a night sky, can we do the same with our bodies as the sensations appear and disappear, coming and going? Refreshing your intentions periodically with the image of the night sky, connecting with body sensations coming and going, like stars in the sky. Let the thoughts and emotions move across our mind like sky, like clouds. As the night begins to diminish and a gray dawn begins to appear soft, settle more deeply into the softness of body and breathing, softening like the dawn. Each new breath as the gradual dawning of the day. With the wonder of this changing body world. And as the dawn gradually gives way to the sunrise, imagining the sun rising, and as we breathe in, becoming more alert, awake, the mind clearing, like the bright blue sky. Letting the thoughts and emotions just move through like clouds in the sky. As we become open and awake to all that is. Refreshing intentions to become more and more awake and alert by having a little sense of the sun rising, the sky becoming bright and blue. with each in-breath. And as we begin to wrap up this short practice, just noticing any benefits from using a bit of imagery or not. If there's any connecting with a sense of wonder, beauty or awe. And listening lastly to this short piece by Hank Hudipole called The Heavens. Watching the night sky for the Pleiades meteor shower from the back porch. Nothing above but clouds and airplanes, bug bites at our ankles, a sudden track of headlights against the house, pet eyes peering out a window. Not a meteor in sight, I say aloud to my daughters and the nothingness above us, both of them standing on the picnic table leaning back into me like two armfuls of warm laundry, asking me about the night, wondering, what do stars look like up close? Where does the sky begin? How long does it take to get there? While I hold them next to me in a patch of backyard in America, my wristwatch illuminating the hour, my thoughts lost in the gap of time between this night and forever, the wonders beyond. The heavens so near, questions so simple, and the answers so far beyond my knowing.